Hi, everybody. City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program today is the public affairs specialist for the City of Biloxi, Ms. Celia Dobbs-Walton. Good morning, Celia.
Good morning, William. Good morning. Yes, it's a nice, cool morning here at City Hall. We're recording this podcast on Thursday, October the 19th at 10:40 a.m., and we have a special guest with us today we'll get to in a little while, and hopefully Public Affairs Manager Vincent Krill will join us in a few. He's actually walking around City Hall giving a tour of this building.
Lovely people. He was roaming around, pointing at the walls, making various hand gestures, so I know he'll have a lot to tell us about that.
Yes, he will. He will. He does have a wealth of information. But we're going to start off with a little recap of what has gone on this week. Mayor Gillage has talked about a few times this week about his idea to keep the sand off the beach. He met with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on Friday, and his ideas were well received. He's pitching an idea that would have a prefabricated concrete L-shaped structure placed on continuous 10-foot sections along the steps of the seawall. This is to create a barrier to keep sand from blowing over the seawall and onto Highway 90. Like I said, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, they really like the idea. They just are now ready to see some structural engineering analysis of the idea. So Mayor Gillage was really excited that the meeting went really well and that his ideas will hopefully be moving forward soon.
And the exciting thing, ladies and gentlemen, I think you might have seen it on the website, our website in Biloxi, his demonstration at the mayor's breakfast was very prolific, and the design was very unique, and he seemed to have it really nailed down how it's going to work and why it would work.
That's correct. He's very excited about that. You ask him about it, he'll bring that the Mayor Gillage will bring that model out and show you. But what he's working on now is hopefully to have a little test section between the Small Craft Harbor and Coon Street. And so just test it and see how that works. It'll actually create like an additional boardwalk. It'll have a little lip on it, and then, of course, help block the sand to stay on the beach and off Highway 90. So we're pretty excited about that. Also this week we had our city council meeting on Tuesday where the council agreed with Mayor Gillage for his proposal to waive permit fees for those making storm repairs to their owner-occupied residents. Council members stopped short of approving a council-suggested measure that would waive permit fees for commercial repairs. Now, this was for the residents. This is something that was put into effect after Hurricane Katrina, and it just helps, of course, to make the repairs. Also, the council also failed to okay a measure proposed by the mayor that would reduce the number of city holidays from 12 to 10, bringing the city's lineup in line with the state statute. And then also, of course, we had our longevity awards. The mayor does this four quarters a year where he shows appreciation to our city employees that have been here for a certain length of time, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35. We've even had 40 years. So it is something, you know, you come in here, you get recognized, so it is something important for the employees, and it is for administration. But now let's go ahead and get to some fun stuff and get to our guest. Of course, Halloween is this month. So, of course, we have a lot of activities that kind of go with a little bit of, a little bit of the scary side, or the cemetery, which can be scary. But we have an event coming up, and to tell us a little bit about that is Jane Chamber with the Harrison County Library System. Welcome, Jane.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. This is my very, very favorite building of all time. We have been preparing for several months for this year's annual cemetery tour. It's actually the 11th time we've done this. And looking back in time, we first did it to commemorate, to honor, and to look at all the renovations that was done after Hurricane Katrina. And the way this works is there's a committee of people, and it's basically the City of Biloxi by Bill Raymond and the Biloxi Main Street, and also the Biloxi Bay Area Chamber, the Biloxi Public Schools, USM Department of Letters, Arts and Letters, and also the History Department here at the Library in Biloxi. We get together, and it's a committee effort. We do this for preservation in May as well. So for the cemetery tours, we establish a theme. This year's theme is actually Greetings from Biloxi, having to do with hospitality, places that people went. And, of course, it's historical. It's not present day. And so then once we establish a theme, then we establish a group of people who would be good actors or characters from the past. And what they do is they make a list, and then they establish who would play that person. And then as a group, we do the research on each and every individual. Now, we don't know these individuals because we're not related to them, and they're long gone and so forth. So we do the research, and then we tell their life. We do a narrative, and the narrative tells the life of the person that's going to be standing at the gravesite.
Any insight to some interesting people? Without giving out the story, is there some highlights?
Well, there's going to be some people that you will know going to maybe dances or clubs on the coast, some characters that are famous and not so famous. Some of the characters will be associated with theaters. So it's not, maybe you need to know more about the character and more about the theater as well. So it's an amazing production this year. I'm excited.
And we have a preview coming up tonight at the library. We're going to have a couple of the characters that are going to stop by, a couple of special appearances by a few people.
Right, and actually it's going to be at the Visitors Center this year. It's going to be at 5:30 to 7:30, right after the Homecoming Parade. And what's going to happen is we have some amazing research that's been discovered on a very, very popular Biloxi resident. And we'll tell who it is, but this person's been featured at the cemetery tours in the past. And so we were looking for research and more about this person's life, and we found amazing, kind of shocking discoveries. So EW, in my department, will present his findings on this person. I think you'll be amazed at what he found.
And that's the preview tonight, 5:30 to 7:30. It's free. It's open to the public so they can come. Does it have a scary theme or anything for the Halloween? Do people need to be scared to go to see this or listen to this, or is it something fun just to talk about history?
That's a very interesting question. It is the production itself on Sunday and on Tuesday. It is in the cemetery. It's not a scary thing. It's not about ghosts and all that. It's about the history and the people of Biloxi. So it's kind of a learning activity, but it's also a community thing. People come, hundreds, almost 1,000 people at a pop, and they'll visit and they'll meet and all this kind of stuff. So it's not scary unless you want to imagine things that happen there.
When did this all start and why?
Well, again, you know, it started right after the Hurricane Katrina, after they renovated the cemetery. We needed to do a rededication and fixing up the tombstones and so forth. So we started it then, and it's been going on ever since.
And how do you come up with the ideas of who to choose to talk about and what characters, and then how do you get characters to participate in the Biloxi Cemetery tours?
Okay, as a committee, we established what haven't we done yet? And what would people really be interested in, you know, so this year, of course, music and entertainment and other things. And so then in the past, we've gone about finding actors through, like, the high school and so forth. And then later on, we actually realized we have a group of people who are willing to do this. A lot of them are already involved in theater. So, and then some of the people actually are not buried there. They're going to visit the cemetery tour and have a conversation about their lives, and to me that's amazing. And they will dress as if they were living in that time. So when they tell their story, you will believe that, gosh, you're that person. You know, like last year we did Mayors of Biloxi, and Justin Kennedy did his grand uncle or whatever, and he brought violins and he brought desk and all this, and by the time Justin Kennedy finished talking about his grand uncle, you thought that's who it was. It wasn't. And you learned all this information about people who lived here and about Biloxi itself.
That's good. Well, tell us again when the event is tonight and when the cemetery tour is.
Okay. Tonight, again, it will be at the Biloxi Visitor Center from 5:30 to 7:30, and the program will be basically surprise research. It will be about three characters will appear, and we have a special visit from Grandma Polly waiting for Aunt Josephine to come. And that's tonight. It's free and open to the public. There'll be some refreshments and displays. Then the first cemetery tour will be Sunday in Biloxi Cemetery from 2 to 4. The next one will be on the Tuesday from 5 to 7.
And these are the tours, they're self-guided walking tours throughout the cemetery. And how if someone wants to get in touch with you or to look up some more information, how would they do that?
Okay, yes, it is self-guided. You can go to any one tombstone at any time. It's not a specific path. And we'll have maps and information when you walk in the cemetery itself. You can contact me at the Biloxi Local History Library on Howard Avenue in the brand-new, amazing library archives that we have. The number there is 435-4613.
And your email address, if anybody wants to email you with any questions?
Sure. It's j.shambra, S-H-A-M-B-R-A, at harrison.lib.ms.us. And if you're confused about any of that, just go to the library website, and you can just click on and get in touch with us that way.
Sounds good. Sounds like it'll be a great event. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Now we have Vincent Krill, who's ready to join us, and he has some guests as well.
Good morning, William Sackett. I saw you on TV the other night. What were you on TV for?
We were promoting the awareness, breast cancer awareness, and one of the industry leaders from Gulfport were going to invest money from each person that stops by for service. They were going to donate, so I played liaison to get the message out.
Service where? Tell me about this service. How do you get that?
Well, it's if you go in for either an oil change or a filter or check my tire or whatever the case may be for anything, any service, when they write up an RO, they obviously, you will get a donation that will be made to the breast cancer awareness campaign. And that wonderful location is Champion Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They are located on Pass Road in Gulfport. And just look for the massive amount of pink balloons and pink that's everywhere. And if I may, just a brief story. The month before, Mr. Dehan, who is the...
Who is Mr. Dehan? Who is he?
Mr. Dehan is the COO of the operation and mentioned that I'd like to do something, you know, give back to the community and the awareness. Had all the employees rallied into the big showroom, and by almost a unanimous vote, they thought that breast cancer awareness would be where we should donate time, effort, and money. And there are many families there or members of their families that are firsthand awareness. So it worked out a positive, and so he's very excited, and I think the entire organization is most excited for doing this effort.
One day you're going to bring Vic Dehan over here with you, and he will be on our podcast. But don't forget, when do you go to Champion Chrysler Dodge to avail yourself of this service?
It is 6 days a week from 8 o'clock until, from 7:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. And on Saturday, they are open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And that is for the rest of eternity, or is it a regular time for you to do this? Or
throughout the month, ending after October 31st.
Okay, so after October 31st or through October 31st?
No, through October 31st, and then we'll move on to another surprise event that he's working, and as soon as I know, you will know.
Thank you very much. Now, every day here at City Hall, we have a tour, and William, I'm going to let you avail yourself to these guests here on who they are and why they're here.
Your name and where are you from?
I'm J.D. Trent. I live in Florida. I'm a travel nurse. I'm currently traveling back across the country from L.A. My aunt and uncle who travel, they're actually here until June in an RV. So we're here just walking around doing a tour, and we ended up here by mistake, and we're enjoying it.
By mistake? That's very grand.
Well, it wasn't really a mistake, per se. We came here for on the walking tour, and we kind of just luckily happened upon this wonderful tour inside the building as well.
Well, that sounds... What have you seen or noticed so far?
In the building, well, they have this wonderful restored ceiling here in the city council room, and the woodwork through the building, it looks to be all original. A lot of fun history and learning more about how the city government works here in Biloxi.
They also saw a collection of presidential signatures that we have out in our lobby, which goes back to the days of whenever this building was an original federal post office. So tell me who you are and what you've seen here in Biloxi and what brought you here.
Well, my name is John Hoffman, and I'm retired, and we're from Illinois, but we've been traveling full-time for over 13 years in an RV, and, well, I had some friends that live here, and we've been going to some of the casinos, and they kind of brought us here. We thought, well, we'd stay here for maybe about 9 months or so and enjoy your town, and we're having a ball. We're out, like I said, today for a walk and just enjoying your town and just having a good time.
And when you're here at City Hall, what fascinated you? What did you see here that you found interesting?
Well, I like the paintings, to be honest with you, that you have here. And I enjoy paintings a lot, and plus the architecture is very nice too.
Who are you? And get over here. Come on, hurry up. Come on, we're running out of time in podcast.
She's hiding.
Who are you?
Char Hoffman.
I'm from
Illinois. We live in the RV.
You live in the RV, and tell me, what have you thought about this terrible weather that we've had the past couple of days?
The couple of weeks. I don't like your weather here.
And why is that?
You know why. Everybody knows the hurricanes, the
winds. Look today. What about today?
Well, today is beautiful. That's why we're outside enjoying the weather.
One of the great things that we have with our tropical climate here is that we have beautiful weather for the majority of the year. In fact, we welcome people who are escaping the dead of winter to come down here and be able to play championship golf on one of our two dozen courses in Biloxi. In addition to that, you can take a beautiful stroll along the longest man-made sand beach in the world is right here in Biloxi. Deep sea fishing, freshwater fishing, and some of the greatest seafood restaurants that you'll find anywhere, which are serving great Gulf-caught shrimp. Have y'all been to any restaurants?
No, we haven't been to.
We've been to the shrimp boat.
You did the shrimp boat. We did the lighthouse. We did the we did shrimp boat, lighthouse, and
seven casinos yesterday.
Well, did anybody have gumbo yet?
Well, at the casino, I had a gumbo. Yeah,
we ate the casino.
Super. Okay. Whenever you support these, go ahead.
Well, I heard that gumbo is different at every location. Everybody has their own recipe, so we got to try them all.
Well, we want to thank you for taking the Lighthouse tour, for taking the downtown Biloxi walking tour, and we want to thank you for coming here to our community and enjoying everything that we enjoy every day. And we hope that you come back over and over. And any closing thoughts from any of you?
I have one. Go ahead. The people in Biloxi, even though the hurricanes are here, they always love to be here. Mm-hmm. They just don't care. They just keep coming back.
What we have done, and we owe it to you and to the rest of the people in the country, as we build back from these hurricanes, we try to make sure that we do it in a resilient fashion to where our structures that we are rebuilding can better withstand the dangers and the elements of the future. So we owe that to the rest of the country and the millions of volunteers who have come here since the storm, that we want to build back in a fashion that means that we can minimize damage from future storms so that we don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over. And we've found that worked really well for us, particularly in the last threat that we just had. You saw about 7 foot of water come across the highway. But what we did, though, since we've built up, we minimized the damage, and that costs everybody across the country through higher insurance premiums, through the cost of what we call repetitive losses. We've been able to minimize that. And if other areas of the country can do that, we will all be better for it. That concludes this week's podcast. So Cecilia, do you have a weekend preview? And there's a huge parade in Biloxi tonight.
Definitely we do. Tonight is the Indian Nation Homecoming Parade, Biloxi Public Schools. They have brought this back. It has been, the parade hasn't been operating, I guess, in several years. So this is the first year, so they're very excited with it. Again, it is tonight, October the 19th. Lineup will start on Esther's Boulevard. It'll travel downtown along Howard Avenue, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Lemieux Street, and end at the Biloxi Town Green, where there will be a pep rally. That is tonight. Then tomorrow, Friday, October the 20th, from 6 to 8 at Hiller Park, will be Halloween at Hiller Park. It's open to ages 11 and younger. There will be games, inflatables, trick-or-treating with local businesses. There will be like 20 or more little businesses set up with the tables where kids can go trick-or-treat. Food will be available for a minimum fee by the Friends of Hiller Park. They'll have music playing. And one important thing, though, this event is so popular that we have every year at Hiller Park, that last year they put into effect a traffic plan. So starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, vehicles will be able to enter the park through the west entrance off Jim Money and Atkinson Road. The eastern entrance of the park on Hiller Drive, which is kind of the main entrance, will be used for exiting the park after the event. Again, this is a fun event with a lot of activities going on. They just want to make sure that traffic flows well just to make it of course, more fun for everybody. And then on Saturday at the Donald M. Snyder Community Center on Pass Road, the Biloxi Soccer Organization will hold registration from 9 a.m. to noon for ages 8 to 18. And this is open to Biloxi and non-Biloxi residents. And again, that'll be Saturday. Of course, all the list of our information for events and everything that we've said here today regarding activities and events and City Council is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall Biloxi. We want to thank all of our guests for participating and sharing their insights and information that you can use today and every day. This is William Sackett speaking.